Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. We've got Stephen Gaffney, who's going to be with us any minute now. Stephen is the author of Just Be Honest and also the new book, Honesty Works, Real World Solutions to Common Problems at Work and at Home. Is he there, Raj? Still working on it. All right, we're still. We're literally putting you through to him. They're putting him through to us, I should say, folks. The one of the things that Stephen talks about is authentic communication, making sure that when we talk to our customers and our employees, especially our employees, that we use authentic communication. And Stephen's here to talk to us about that now. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. How have you been?
I've been doing really well.
Authentic communication. Define that for us.
Authentic communication is basically saying what needs to be said, and what I think is there's a whole other element, not withholding. You know, often when people think about honest communication, they think about truth or lies. But if you think about it, what really kills relationships, customer relationships, even employee relationships, is the withholding that goes on. And it's actually toxic to relationships.
Well, withholding, now you're talking about, when you say withholding, you know, sometimes employers can't tell their employees everything that's going on. Right. I mean, you understand that everything that we know as employers is not something that employees need to know. So you're not talking about that, are you, when you say authentic communications or when you say just be honest? You don't mean but when you talk about withholding, you're not talking about that kind of thing, are you?
Well, what I am talking about is that would be inclusive, but that is, of course, I understand why somebody might actually withhold that information or certain information from an employee. But here's the key is, are we acting like we're sharing everything? I often do work with organizations, and they say to me, well, we can't share everything. Well, then we can be upfront that we're not sharing everything. What gets us in trouble is when we act like we're doing one thing, but the reality is something else. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. In fact, Confucius, I think it was, who said one of the keys to success in life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
I like that.
And I paraphrased him a little bit there. I know I have the exact quote here somewhere, but that, I think basically he said that. And of course, what he was talking about was how you live your life. But what you're talking about, you know, we can break that down on a micro level, can't we? And in terms of the way we deal with each other today, right now.
Yes. In fact, all you have to do is turn on the news, and you keep seeing events after events after events where people just withhold information. They're just not up front. And others feel burned. And the worst part about that is it really ruins the relationship. And how it relates to small businesses and people interacting with their customers is people want to be told the truth. And in fact, what I often advocate is that can actually be a differentiator, because often other organizations aren't telling their customers, aren't being upfront. They say, sure, we can get this in by Friday at 5 o'clock, but the reality is they can't. So they don't take care of it, and then they say, well, we'll just get it in on Monday. Where companies that are truthful and manage expectations, they exceed.
Right. And so when you're talking about being honest, you're talking about in the way that we communicate with people when we talk to them about the things that they need to know, information that they need to know.
Yes. Yes, and a whole other side you could look at is actually creating an environment where people hear, where we hear information and ideas. There's a whole other element that, you know, often employees are on the front lines, they're interacting with people, and they have great ideas. My challenge to people leading organizations, how often are you hearing those great ideas? How often are employees coming up to you and proactively saying, hey, I got an idea for you. Mm-hmm. I have an idea for this organization. I'm in on the front lines with our training across the United States, and I can tell you, employees are withholding information, and they're also withholding their ideas that's directly affecting the creativity of an organization.
Why do you think they are doing that?
Well, often from there are many reasons. Number one, because they're often afraid of how it might come off if they get rejected. And sometimes they feel, well, nobody really cares. Or, I've shared ideas before, and you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be a complete waste. So why say any ideas? They don't really listen.
So you're saying that our employees have this preconceived notion, and maybe it's not even justified. Maybe it's what the way they were feeling from the last place they worked.
Correct.
But they've got an idea. They've got this idea that nobody wants to listen to them, and so they're not being. When you say they're not being, they're withholding. That's your way of saying that they're not also not being honest about what they see.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, one of the reasons why often that dynamic happens, Jim, that we've been able to find out is because often when we interview leaders, what are you thinking is occurring? They'll say, well, sometimes we do get ideas, but they're kind of half-baked. In other words, they're not well thought out, so we don't accept the ideas. The employee isn't realizing that. So what we've done for organizations is twofold. One is to teach employees how to actually pitch their ideas, how to actually language it so it's more likely to be accepted. And on the leadership side, creating an environment where people feel safe to share all kinds of creative ideas, crazy ideas, and really encourage people to really not withhold and in turn, of course, saying what needs to be said.
All right. So are you talking about an open door policy?
Oh, absolutely. I think the more openness in an organization, generally speaking, the better. And there are specific things we can do. And here's the deal. A lot of employees don't know how to pitch their idea. In fact, a lot of leaders don't know how to pitch their idea, which is sometimes why they're bad leaders. They don't know how to sell their vision, don't know how to sell their goals. But the good news is there are specific strategies and tips that people can use to actually be able to better language this stuff so it's more likely to be accepted.
Hmm.
And we can get into that if you like.
Yeah, I'd like to. I tell you what, we're going to hold on to that, though, because we're going to take a quick break. Give us your website before we go.
Sure. It's the easiest way to reach us is justbehonest.com.
Justbehonest.com. The new book is called Honesty Works, right?
Yes.
And where are these books? Tell us where they're available.
Well, they are available all over, but one way to just get it is through our website, justbehonest.com.
All right, check it out. We like it when you buy our books from our site, folks. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Stephen Gaffney. Stay with us.
Beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a ding, we search to no avail. For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. That's Stephen with a V, Gaffney with two F's. And Just Be Honest is one book. Honesty Works is the second book. And that's available from justbehonest.com, right?
Yes.
And also, you've got a new ebook out too, don't you?
Yeah, we have actually a new ebook. They can get that from our website. It's called Honesty Sells.
And how much is that?
I think that's actually, you know, I'm not sure. I think it's $19.95.
All right.
But I'm not positive.
All right. Check that out. And you can do that at honesty, justbehonest.com. Also, on your site, you've got a new feature up there too, don't you?
Yes, in fact, we've been doing a couple interviews on NBC. The latest one is on there, and it actually goes through some specific tips on honest communication and how to get more people to be honest with you and how honest are people being on the job. All those answers are on our website with this little quick interview that lasted about 4 or 5 minutes long.
Check it out, folks, and when you get a chance at justbehonest.com. Okay, you had a couple of tips you were going to give us just as we went to the break.
Well, absolutely. It comes from our new course called How to Sell Ideas and Influence People Honestly. There are three core areas that people really need to pay attention to in creating more ideas exchange. One is building rapport. Second is specific strategies of influence. And the third area is managing resistance when you share an idea. Because often it's not necessarily going to be well received initially, or maybe there needs to be discussion in how to manage.
Yeah, that's very annoying, Stephen, when people don't immediately embrace whatever I want to do.
I think the same way.
That's very annoying to me. I don't know what's wrong with these people. A friend of mine wrote a book called "Why Don't You Want What I Want?" That's my theme song. That's the title of my life. Why don't you want what I want?
So interesting. But, you know, one of the key things in managing resistance, we all hate it, right? We love our ideas to be initially accepted. But one of the most important things is to align with the resistance, which is really tough. But if you think about it, when we get in a battle about cost or time or something along those lines, we usually come from a standpoint, oh, I just don't understand. Don't they realize why it's worth it? Mm-hmm. But you know what? If we put ourselves in their shoes, you can begin to understand it. For example, would you ever want to go into a store and let's say a shirt is $50, would you ever say, oh, no, please, 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 let me give you $75.
Right.
Oh, please, let me give you more money.
Mm-hmm.
No, we always want to pay less. So why do we get upset when our customers push back on us and really want something for less money? And so the first thing in handling resistance is actually to align with their position. In other words, coming from, you know what, if I were you, I would want that too. And aligning, whether it's your customer or your boss or a coworker, is one of the key things. But most people resist instead of aligning and connecting.
But isn't that a little bit false, Stephen? If we align with them, knowing that's not really what we want to do.
Well, you could be dishonest, but what I'm saying is coming from an honest position. In other words, thinking, you know what, if I were them, I would want, let's say, something in less time, you know, or quicker response time. I understand from their point of view that that's what they want, and then coming at it from what could we compromise or what we could work from. But in other words, the essential thing, Jim, is to not make them wrong. And not, coming at it from, I understand it. And that's about being honest, because I actually do understand why they would want something for less
money. So what you're saying is that one way, if your ultimate goal is to find a way for the two of you to work together and find the best solution for both of you, then you're accepting the idea that it might not be your way 100%. If you try not to make them wrong, you'll get to that solution quicker. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. For example, let's say somebody says, well, I want that for less money. Your response, instead of saying, well, yeah, but, which basically means I'm not
right.
really listening, I would say, you know what, I can understand coming from your position why you would want this service for less money. Here's the challenge with this of offering it for less money. And then I would go into my sales pitch.
Well, you know, in the old days, we called that restating and paraphrasing. in the sales training that I used to have, that I had years ago, we would call that restating and paraphrasing. Basically, you would just restate what they just said and maybe paraphrase it a little bit and make sure that they actually believed what they just said, you know, and restate it another way.
And I would add one more thing to restating and paraphrasing, which is really getting in your heart of hearts and understand their position. So it's not just repeating the words, but really getting the meaning behind
right.
those words.
Right. No, I agree. All right, one more. I got 20 seconds. One more quick point.
Well, the other one is to actually answer the objection or the resistance up front. Be up front. Have you ever had somebody start to tell you a big song and dance, and you can tell they don't know what they're talking about, they're not sure, or they're not being up front? People are smart, and we're lousy actors and actresses. We're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, especially if they know you a little bit. Stephen, give us your website one more time, please.
Sure. JustBeHonest.com. And that's all one word.
And don't forget to check out the little interviews he did there with NBC and the ebook. And then the other book is called Honesty Works, and they're all available at his website. Stephen, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with Sean Doyle. We're going to talk about marketing right after these messages. Stay with me.
See the dog and butterfly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.